Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Amen. John 1 and 11, the Word of God says, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. For a little while this morning, the spiritual life. Spiritual life. Amen. In order to deal with spiritual life, we must deal with its counterpart. Amen. What is that counterpart, Brother Joe? Spiritual death. Amen. Man, amen, the Word of God tells us in clarity, amen, that by one man sin entered, and by that sin death entered upon all men. Amen. We have that recording in the book of Genesis, amen, where Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and went through that sin, death moved in upon mankind. Amen. Had they not sinned, there would never have been any such thing. Amen. Man did not die a physical death, but he died a spiritual death. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, what's so big about spiritual death? Amen. Turn on your TV. Amen. Your radio. Get on your, pick up your smartphone. Look at the news, and all that you see going on around you is the results of spiritual death. Amen. I want to say it again. It is the results of spiritual death. Amen. Let me just say this. None of those things are going on in heaven. Amen. None of those things, amen, I said, are going on in heaven. Only righteousness and peace and joy, amen, is going on in heaven. Hello? Amen. So death, spiritual death, brings in upon man every kind of malady. Amen. Man, by that spiritual death falling upon him, became a fallen creature. He's corrupted, not just skin deep. He's corrupted all the way to his spirit. Amen. What do you mean? Listen, amen, out of your spirit is where you live. Amen. I said you live out of your spirit. Amen. Whatever a spirit is within you and I, if I got a dead spirit, it'll produce a dead life. Come on. I'm going to say it again. What's a dead life, Brother Joe? One that is not subject to God. Amen. One that is ruled by the flesh. Amen. One that is ruled by carnal desire. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. We're living in that world today. Amen. You can't, when I look at a world, I can't have expectation of good when I see that, amen, multitudes of people are living out of a dead spirit. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. You might as well acknowledge it, the truth this morning. Amen. Man died in that garden. Amen. And every manner of evil that can be produced comes out of that dead spirit. Amen. You hear me? Amen. Man, God made man. He didn't make him dead. He made him a living soul. Amen. Read it in your Bible. Amen. God didn't come create man a sinful being. He made man a righteous being. Amen. But he gave him something. Amen. Man has has the ability to choose. Amen. And in the garden, Adam and Eve made a choice, and it was a costly choice. Amen. And I want to look for a little while this morning at spiritual life. Amen. Because, amen, of what Adam and Eve done, they brought sin upon every person born in this world is born sold under sin. You don't have to teach a child how to sin. It'll come natural. Amen. I said it's natural as life itself, the natural life that is. Amen. But you have to be changed in order, amen, to cease from that life. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Thank God, amen, that God's merciful. And in His grace, He made a remedy. I said, yes, it's a costly remedy. Hello? It cost the Lamb of God, who had no guile found in His mouth, never done any wrong. Amen. He became sin for us, the Word of God says, that we might become the righteousness of God by Him. Amen. He took my whipping from me. Amen. He took my sin upon Himself and bore it to the tree. Come on with Brother Joe. You see, the price and the penalty for sin is death. Amen. The penalty. Amen. There is a penalty. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe this morning. You look around our world and tell me there's not a penalty. I tell you wrong. Amen. Our world is filled with all manner, amen, of wickedness because sin reigns. Amen to God. I said, because sin reigns. If you eradicate sin in the world, amen, you will eradicate, amen, evil in the world. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. You know I'm telling the truth this morning. Amen. Jesus didn't come, amen, so that folks could, amen, continue in sin and claim to be alive when they was dead. Come on with Brother. Amen. Listen, He came to give us life. Amen to God. And that more abundantly. He didn't come to give me a dead spirit. Already had a dead spirit. Amen. He came to give me a living soul. Hallelujah. Amen to God. He came to give me life. Oh, a real life. My God. We sung that song this morning. There's power in the name of Jesus. What kind of power, Brother Joe? Power to change. Amen. Power to deliver. Amen. Power to set the captive free. Amen. You're looking at a man. Amen. That was bound. I want to tell you I was bound. Amen. Hallelujah. Turned over a lot of leaves. Amen. It was the same old mess every time I turned it over. But I met a man named Jesus. Amen. He, amen, gave me a whole new life. Amen to God. Thank God for that glorious life. Amen. You make mistakes, Brother Joe, indeed. Amen. But I have an advocate with the Father. Amen. Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen. Who stands ready. Amen. In repentance before Him to once again dip the hyssop in the blood and to purge my sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Understand what the word of God is declared. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. Amen. Come on. I said sin is the transgression. Amen. There is no remedy for sin outside of Jesus Christ. Amen. I said, there is no remedy for that old simple man outside of Christ. Only in Christ. I want to, listen, He came into His own. Amen. Jesus came to, listen, He's born a Jew. As far as His birth was concerned, He's born of a virgin. Amen. A woman named Mary. Amen. Come on. She's a Jew. Amen. Come on. He's Jewish. So He's born of the Jews. Amen to God. Well, you can't get around that. Amen. But he's not like everybody else. Amen. Amen. His father is not Joseph, the carpenter. Come on. His father is Jehovah. Amen to God. Because Mary is a virgin at the birth of Jesus. No man has had any relations with her. Amen. She has given birth to the wonderful Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on. What a privilege and what an honor. The Word of God says, amen, that she's highly exalted to have been given that opportunity. Come on. Amen. I can tell you, everybody that God uses is highly exalted and blessed to be used of an almighty God. Amen. So I want us to see, He came into His own, but His own didn't receive it. They said, oh, just a carpenter's son. Amen. My, what they missed. Amen. Listen, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. even to them that believe, amen, on his name. Amen. That believe in who he is. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. The prophet declares, amen, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Amen. I know that, amen, preaching against sin today, amen, is not quite popular. I want to tell you it's the only message. Amen. Listen, the message of repentance was the message of John the Baptist. It was the message of Jesus. Amen. It was the message of the apostles. Amen. Repent. Peter preached a message, amen, on the day of Pentecost, and said, if you'll repent, amen, God, amen, take the hyssop and dip it in the blood and he'll wash you clean. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, on that day, 3,000 folks believed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And 3,000 folks had their life changed on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not the man that I used to be simply because of Jesus. Amen. There's not a person in this world, you can go to every psychologist you want to go to. Amen. They have no ability to deliver you or I from a simple estate. Amen. They can't change what's in that old man. Amen. Listen, this word of God that I'm preaching to you this morning declares of itself that it's quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder of soul and spirit, bone and marrow. Amen. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. I can tell you the word of God will find us out. Amen to God. January the 13th, 1985, sitting on a second pew over here. Amen. It pound me out. I said it pound me out. Amen. An old preacher named Brother Russell MacDonald. Amen. Is a preaching. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Is a tearing me apart. Amen. He's pulled me open. Amen. Revealed. Amen. What my spirit is. Amen. My God in heaven. And revealed to me that I'm dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. But that wasn't the end of the message. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm preaching on spiritual life. Amen. God finds you when you're dead. Amen. And if you'll let him, he won't leave you in that place. Amen. He'll say, come unto me and live. My. Amen. I heard him that morning. Amen. Not only did he make me know I was dead in trespasses and sins, he made me know he was standing ready and willing with arms open wide. Amen. Ready to dip the hyssop in the blood and to wash me under regeneration in the Holy Ghost. I know a lot of folks don't even believe in regeneration anymore. That's because they don't believe in God. Come on with me. We might as well just get down to the truth. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I believe in a regenerating God. I believe in a God that can take a vile human being. Come on, because he found one when he found me. Amen. I said he found one when he found me. And he'll find when he finds the next one, he'll find the same kind of character. David said, amen. And I can tell you, God used David, but David said, he found me in a horrible pit with my feet stuck in the miry clay. He found me a man that was bound. Amen. That had problems. Amen. And couldn't get out of it. Come on. He found me when I couldn't help myself. Amen. But he stood and said, if you'll let me, come on with Brother Joe. If you'll let me, I'll help you. Woo. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. Listen. He's the end of the message. He said, amen, yeah, you're guilty. Amen, but if you'll receive it, amen, I'll take it and I'll change you. Amen to God. I believe in regeneration. The word regeneration means to restart. Amen. Glory to God. A whole new life. To regenerate means to start over again in Christ. I'm glad I started over. Amen. I can tell you, I've had to repent a lot of times along the way. Amen. But I'm glad I repented. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm still in fellowship with the King. Come on with me this morning. I said, I'm glad I'm still in fellowship. Amen. Cause there's coming a day. Amen. I don't care who we are. I don't care how much money we got. I don't care how much prestige we got. I don't care how little we got. I don't care how poor we are. What color our skin is. What part of the world we was born in. Amen. Gonna stand before him. Amen. And give an account. I'm gonna give an account of one thing. What have I done with this Christ? He's going to sit on a judgment seat because he's worthy. Why is he worthy, Brother Joe? Because he gave his life. Amen. He paid my penalty. Come on. Isn't it wonderful? Amen. I know Brother Peels has been going home, amen, to be with the Lord for a number of years now. Amen. But Brother Peels many times would, amen, would prompt and ask me, would I tell the story? Amen. That I read in an old tract many years ago. Amen. Amen. I ordered a set, and this was one of the tracts. Amen. About, amen, he took my whipping for me. Come on. You talk about life. Amen. I think I'll tell it this morning. Amen. Every time I tell it, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because it's what Jesus has done. Amen. Every day I get up, I thank God that he took my whipping for me. Amen. Because I couldn't take that whipping. Nobody can take that whipping and exist. Amen. Because that whipping brings about death. But he died for my and my stead. Hey, listen, everybody that don't allow him to take that whipping's going to take it. They're going to die. Amen. When they could have lived. Come on, women. I said they're going to die when they could have lived. Listen, everybody that doesn't have the blood of Jesus supplied is going to taste what the Bible calls in the book of Revelation the second death. It is the final death of the spirit of man. Once that second death is taken hold, there will be no recovery. Hello? I said, there's no recovery. Amen. The time is now. Amen. Listen, that young man, amen, went to a school that had a reputation for having disciplinary issues. Amen. So the tract declares, amen, so the first day of class, he sets out with the class to make a set of rules. Amen. Because he knows he's got disciplinary problems, he's going to establish some law. Amen. And so he's in the making of those rules, anybody that is caught doing anything wrong, stealing, amen, biting or whatever have you, whatever that infraction may be, amen, the penalty is 10 lashes with a rod. That's a stick, by the way. Amen. It used to be used quite avidly years ago. Amen. A hard stick that it hurts. Amen. They beat Paul with rods. They took oak saplings of trees about that big, and amen, they beat him. Amen. Come on. So they had to be 10 stripes with a rod. Amen. And so a few days later, amen, one of the boys' lunch goes missing. Amen. And in the search of things, they find, amen, that this other boy had stolen his lunch and has ate it. Amen. So, amen, as the agreements were to the class, amen, with the teacher, amen, the punishment was 10 strikes with that rod. Amen. And so they hauled the young, frail boy up to the front that had stolen the big, healthy boy's lunch. Amen. And the order was he had to pull his coat and his shirt off. Amen. As most people had to have those punishments making. And when they pulled the old ragged coat off. Amen. Come on. And the old ragged shirt. By the way, that's a type, amen, of that fleshly righteousness. It's ragged. It's undone. Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. Here is a young man. His ribs are sticking out. He's frail. Amen. He looks horrible. Amen. My, come on. Amen. He's going to have to take 10 lashes. Amen. With a huge stick upon that frail body. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. Amen. And as he looks, amen, that big boy, amen, whose lunch has been stole, amen, stood up, amen, with tears in his eyes, and he said, teacher, amen, is anything in the rules that says I can't take his whipping for him? My. Come on with Brother Joe. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm so glad that I had a big brother, amen, many years ago, stand up, amen, and God had made the way that he could take my whipping for me. Amen. Come on with me this morning. Amen. And the teacher said, I don't find anything in the rules we made that would prohibit that. So the big boy walked up, shucked off his coat and his shirt. Amen. 10 lashes are applied. Amen. The frail young boy, tears rolling down his face. Amen. Embraces the big boy. Amen. Weeping and saying, he took my whipping from me. I'm going to tell you, that's what Jesus done. Why did he do it, Brother Joe? He found me dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. It's growing every day. Amen. My God. But Jesus paid it all for me. Oh, hallelujah. I said he paid it all. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He took my whipping. Amen. Man is set. Amen. For death. Man, woman, boy, girl, don't matter who we are. Amen. Don't matter how much money we have. If we haven't had that glorious exchange with God. Amen. Come on. We do not have everlasting life abiding in us. I want to read you a few scriptures. Amen. Amen. The word of God is, amen, said he, in the book of Ephesians. Amen. Talked about the church at Ephesus, who sometimes were. But now, amen, he's talking about a people that God has changed. Amen. Now listen. Amen. He found you. Amen. In the book of Ephesians, he said he found us dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. But God. Oh, aren't you glad there's an interjection there? Amen. What you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. I'm so glad he found me. Like that old Henson song said, in love, he wrapped his arms all around me. Amen. And he led me to his shelter. And now, glory to God, I'm one of his own. And oh, the joy that I have of knowing that yet someday, amen, be it morning, noon, or night, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, amen, I'm going to my home, amen, a home I never had until I met Jesus, amen, come on, amen, an inheritance, amen, I didn't have until I met him. Woo, glory. Yeah, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I've loved you with an everlasting love. Behold, is not my love made manifest? And is this not it manifest unto man that while you were yet sinners, Christ has died for the ungodly? Behold, did I not die for those who were my enemies, saith the Lord? Behold, I died while you were yet in your sins. Behold, for it is not my will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. It's my will that you should live, saith the Lord, even as my word declareth. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll repeat after the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 18, Old Testament. Amen. God said, as I live, saith the Lord. Amen. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Amen. Listen, did God just say that and not do anything? No, God done something about it. Amen. As I live. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 18, God said, as I live, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his wicked ways and live. Amen. My. So God sent Jesus, the glorious Son of God. Amen. Outside of him coming, man had no choice. Ooh, I listened to Brother James Dobson many years ago. Amen. I'm sitting, amen, outside of Gapers when it used to be. That's been a few years ago. Amen. And I'm listening. He's got a little fellow on with a squeaky voice. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's one of the best James Dobsons I ever listened to in my life. Amen. This little squeaky voice man, amen, was giving his testimony. And he said, I was born, amen, there was all kind of things wrong with me. Amen. I was a runt when I was in school. When they chose up the baseball team, nobody wanted me on their team. When they chose up the basketball team, nobody wanted me. Amen. When it come to playing football, I was too unfit. Nobody wanted me around. Amen. But one day I met a man named Jesus. Amen. And I read, amen, in his book that he said, ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Amen. Thank God he's chosen us. How did he choose us, Brother Joe? From the foundation of the world. Amen. He died. Amen. For mankind. Amen. Glory to God. When nobody else wants me, he does. Hallelujah. Ooh. My. Amen. I'm so glad that He chose me. Amen. But then once He's chosen me, it leaves something on my part. I got to choose Him. You see, God's done everything that He can do. He has gone everywhere He can go. And He has then left His door open. And He stands knocking at ours. Come on. Listen. And I must be willing to open the door. God's a gentleman. He will not make you or I do anything. But He will go to all ends to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus came as a seeking Savior. Amen. And He is still that same seeking Savior this morning as we stand here. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Which we're born. Not of blood. I'm going to close in just a few minutes. Not of blood. You can't have it passed on from your parents. Amen. No matter what, if you're the preacher's son or the preacher's daughter, you can't have it passed on from your parents. Amen. There's no such thing as a God's grandchild. Amen. He only has children. Amen. Come on. Not of blood. Amen. Nor of the will of the flesh. I'll assure you the flesh will never, ever consider or submit to being the child of God. What has it got to do with that flesh, Brother Joe? It's got to be crucified. Amen. Well, amen, no man can't even crucify that flesh within himself, but he may make a choice for it to be crucified. Hello? Come on, I'm going to say that again. He must choose, amen, for that flesh to be crucified. Amen. God, listen, while I'm there, amen, William Booth Swipe. Amen. I want to tell you, Sister Elizabeth Booth, amen, they had a qualm against preachers preaching outdoors. Amen. And Brother Booth, God is sending to preach in the bars and outside of the bars and all in the East End of London. And she has kind of set herself against him. Amen. And God's, while she's riding in a buggy, God has got to dealing with the Sister Booth about what she's doing. Amen. Come on. Yeah, I got to deal with you. Amen. She didn't wait till she got back home. She stopped at a little church. Amen. Went inside. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. And she straddled that altar and said, this day, right now, I reckon, the word reckon means I consider. I reckon myself dead unto myself, but alive unto God. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. When I come to Jesus on January the 13th, 1985, I knelt at an altar and I said, Lord, I do reckon myself dead unto myself. I no longer, I don't have anything worth having. Amen. I don't have any life worth living. Come on with me. I don't have anything worth keeping. And now, Lord, here I am. Amen. And He did the rest. Come on. He does the rest. You see, God never does what we can do. Come on. But He will do what we cannot do. Amen. I want to say that somebody was saying, amen, that scripture says work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Brother Oswald Chambers, amen, says God works it in. We work it out. Come on. God works it in. If God don't work it in, it can't be worked out. You hear me? If you don't have it, you can't do it. Come on. I said, if you don't have it, if I don't allow God to work something in me, amen, then it cannot be worked out.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at whitfieldpfc.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.